Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Southern Miss fans know the number one stop for Golden Eagle apparel is Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Baseball, basketball, football, Campus Bookmart has it covered with clothing to fit the young and old, big and small Golden Eagle in your family. You can visit the store on Hardy Street, shop online at campusbookmart.net, or call in your order and have it mailed to your front door. However you choose to buy, always visit Campus Bookmart first. You won't be sorry. Campus Bookmart and Southern Miss, to the top.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, good afternoon. Glad you're with us this afternoon. Super Talk Eagle Hour, Bob Getty, Kelly Center. We are in the Southern Bancorp studio here in cloudy Oak Grove, Mississippi, waiting on the rain that we hope comes for the next couple of days.
Do we ever need it?
Yeah, so it's supposed to rain today and tomorrow, but so far nothing. Just cloudy skies. Glad you're with us. I want to thank my good buddy Larry Warren. We just had lunch, and you know, he did something. That I'm glad you're sitting down because I know this is going to come as a shock to you.
He paid?
He paid.
Yeah, well, no.
He paid for lunch.
I was going to say, if he took you to lunch, I know who paid, you know.
Always enjoy my time with him, a very, very good friend. All right, Southern Bancorp Studio, that's where we're broadcasting from today. We've got a good show, Kelly. We're going to talk about some junior college football here in a minute with what we think is the best guy in the country to talk about it. But before we get to him, a big game for Pearl River. They kind of shocked the world last week. I don't think we talked about that.
And I mentioned to Mike Frazier, who will be joining us a little bit later, I said, you know, Pearl River's got a quarterback. They got him a bona fide quarterback. And he said, yeah, but I don't think going up to Northwest is going to be, you know, the answer.
That was a big win.
But they did. They pulled off and Northwest was ranked 7th in the country at the time. Pearl River pulls it off. They'll be headed to Itawamba tonight. So we're going to be talking with Mike Frazier about that game, about the status of the football program, Mississippi Gulf Coast. And in that South Division, is East Central a pretender or a contender? Mike Frazier will have all the scoop for us.
Looking forward to that. Football just around the corner here, of course, in Hattiesburg. And my partner here, Kelly Santer, has stirred up the hornet's nest again on social media.
I guess so. I didn't.
I don't have any idea what you or I, either one, said that would have upset people. So,
well, apparently, and I didn't even realize until Tuesday night, but apparently some of our younger listeners were upset with you know, you had brought up numbers, all right, of the highly resourced five against, you know, some of the mid-majors, as we used to call them, or the group of five.
My filing system's right here.
Okay, and so you put together those numbers about in those games, and we didn't even include the Southern Miss game in those numbers, Bob, correct?
Right, and the cumulative score on 10 games that we pulled, seven involving SEC teams, 576-24. So, I mean, you could have added 31 more points to that if you wanted to include Southern Miss, and that would have made it 587-24.
So the gist of the complaints generally came from our younger listeners. The older listeners, when I say older, I'm saying, you know, 40 and older. Most of them that shared their opinion or texted us or called the station said that they thought we had it right 1,000%. And the younger listeners were a little bit put off with us saying, look, you don't, no matter who you're playing, you go to win the game, and you don't fold your tent, and you don't act like you shouldn't be there. I get all that. I totally understand that. I would have loved for Southern Miss to have gone up there and won that game. And I get the notion of, well, even if you're not going to win, at least score. Well, of course. But the fact of the matter is I don't have any control over whether we score. Bob Getty doesn't have any control over whether we score. The Kentucky players and the Southern Miss players and their respective coaching staffs determine, you know, the outcome of games. And so we were just trying to, you know.
That's right.
And look, regardless of whether you agree with me or Bob or whoever, that look, that's America, man. That's one of the things you love about America is that we can disagree. But whenever I make an opinion, I'll try to justify it in my mind as to why I'm thinking the way I'm thinking, rather than to just throw something out there outlandish.
Well, let me just say, first of all, we love the fact that you're listening to the program, and we take no offense when you disagree with us. I mean, your opinion's just as valuable and probably more accurate than ours. But this is an opinion show at times. That's simply what we're stating is our opinion, and it's my opinion, Bob Getty alone. You can take my opinion and $8 and go to the Starbucks and get a cup of coffee.
$8? I don't know.
Maybe. A small cup of coffee. It's just my opinion that we're just at a time where it's time to separate, and it's just time to compete against, I don't want to say the same size schools. The schools are bigger, but the same resourced, more competitive resourced schools competing against one another. And I'm only talking about football because football is a different animal than basketball and base. Can the smaller schools compete in those sports? History says yes. We know that they can. But you can count the name, you can count the games on one hand this year that group of five schools will defeat power five schools in football.
And I know when you look back at the history of Southern Miss football, and Bob and I have been between us probably 100 years doing it, of course the Eagles have beaten Alabama a time or two. They've beaten Auburn a time or two, Florida State, Georgia. You know, those type of schools. But you will grant the fact that it doesn't happen very often. Of course it does happen, but it just doesn't happen very often. So, and as you get to be, you know, a little bit older, you tend to rely more on what the numbers, you know, say. And all I was trying to say was is I appreciate the fact that we're looking at it with our hearts. I was too. I would love for our team to have gone up there and won. But when you take the emotions out of it and just look at the data, the data would tell you that Kentucky was going to win that game.
Yeah, and let me use this analogy. You were the play-by-play guy at Oak Grove for a long time. Before I moved back here, I was the play-by-play guy for a long time at Greenville St. Joe High School. That's a 1A school. Oak Grove's a 6A school. If St. Joe had come here to play Oak Grove, what would have happened?
Oak Grove probably, even if Oak Grove was not a very good 6A team, which they were, even if they weren't, they would have manhandled.
And that doesn't mean that Greenville St. Joe doesn't have a proud, good, competitive football program, because they did. And when they competed with schools in 1A, they played for the state championship most years.
Which is why you have a 1A championship
all
the way up through a 7A championship.
That's exactly right. And I think that – I just think the reality is here now. And I just think that in football, those of us that have seen it before it was the way it is now, if that makes sense. We see the change. I mean, we were there when the Southern Misses of the world could go compete on a regular basis. But like you say, it was every now and then.
And the phrase is, on a regular basis.
Compete.
Yes.
Not necessarily win, but compete.
Yes.
No doubt about it. I was at many of those football games. But the world has changed, Kelly. And the days of the Southern Misses of the world and the South Alabamas, which let me say is the kind of football I like watching. I would much rather watch South Alabama play another team in the Sun Belt than I would watch Georgia and South Carolina. So I'm on the camp. I'm on the side of the small schools. But I just see these kind of numbers, and it's just gotten out of hand, in my opinion.
And when you look at the Sun Belt Conference, that's the conference the Eagles are playing in. That's the conference.
What matters.
Those are the teams you want to be compared to. Those are the teams that you want to beat, because those are the games that you know count toward playing for your conference championship.
Correct.
And I'll tell you what, looking back at what Conference USA is today compared to what the Sun Belt is today, I mean, we're far better off as far as that goes. Conference USA is just a sinking ship.
And I get that the schools need the money. I fully understand that. But, Kelly, I think there's another change coming in the NCAA where they're going to start allowing schools to – and I wish I had it in front of me, but basically self-support their athletes, where the schools can just generate the money to pay their athletes. Well, what in the world do you think that's going to do to the gap? I think it was up to $20 million a year they could put in for their own in-house NIL deals. Well, what does that do to Louisiana Lafayette and Southern Miss?
Because athletic departments and the rest of the university are separate entities. You know, that's right. Why lots of times they'll say, well, if I give money to the foundation, you know, does that, that's tax deductible because it's an, you know, the institution. But if you give money to Eagle Club or something like that, it's my understanding that it's not tax deductible because it goes for something other than, you know, it's...
Well, it's all just opinions, and we welcome and value every listener's opinion, whether you agree with us or not. And we can all be gentlemen about it and have a gentlemanly disagreement. We don't have to start getting ugly. We don't have to start calling people names. Let's not do that. Let's have friendly discussions, and your opinions here, whether they're mine or Kelly's or yours, are always welcome.
And I love the younger, our younger fan base, the 30-somethings and younger.
They're the future.
They are the future, and I'm glad that they're fired up. I'm glad they care.
Absolutely.
Because you have to have those people going forward.
Let's see what happens over the next 6 weeks, everybody. Let's see where we are 6 weeks from now. We could all be very, very happy 6 weeks from now.
Yeah, conversely, if they go into Sunbelt play and don't compete or don't score, we have a far different discussion to have.
And we'll have it.
But let's not put the cart before the horse.
And we'll have that discussion. All right, Mike Frazier's next. They get big smiles on their faces down there at Pearl River Community College. We'll talk about that next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, opening segment of the show is sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. That'd be the place I'd be calling today if I were tailgating Saturday. Dickey's Barbecue can get you some tailgate food set up for every size tailgate you could have. You really ought to try it. We frequently use them for baseball in the spring, and I've never used them one time that everybody around me wasn't really, really happy. So Dickey's Barbecue, great place to call for tailgating throughout the upcoming season. I want to thank Campus Bookmart. That's another must stop. You got to get your swag there. Miss Kathleen has a store full of it. She'll be looking for you this weekend as the Golden Eagles open up at home, Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street. Mike Frazier is our go-to guy when it comes to junior college football. And boy, oh boy, has Kelly Santer been waiting on this, Mike. Kelly, Pearl River pulls off the big upset with their new quarterback. Kelly is here talking state championship, Mike. Do you want to bring him back down off of the clouds a little bit?
Oh, easy now. Easy there, big fella. Hey, but nevertheless, that was a stunner. Soak it up, my man. I mean, when you go up there and knock off one of the big bad wolves of Mississippi JUCO football and do it on the road, I mean, man, you could walk around like the heavyweight champion of the world for a week.
Well, they've got to take to the road again tonight to Itawamba. We're going to get to that in a minute, Mike, but I want to talk about maybe some of the other teams, particularly in the South. Let's look at some of the teams in the South today. Mississippi Gulf Coast, we talked about Pearl River having a quarterback, and again, more in a moment. But Gulf Coast has got a pretty good one down there playing for the Bulldogs. Tell us about him.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Solid quarterback, offensive player of the week in the league. Just a terrific effort going up to East Mississippi and winning that game. I mean, Landon Barnes, what was he, 21 of 32 for 233 yards, four touchdowns, no interceptions. And look, Trey Hall, the running back, 20 touches, 90 yards. What a workmanlike effort there. And then also credit that offensive line. You know, the last 5-6 minutes of that game, they own the line of scrimmage, and very few people do that against East Mississippi and Buddy Stevens. But boy, Jack Wright and his guys got it done there, and that's a big win for Gulf Coast on the national scene, because again, only 4 teams qualify for the playoffs, so a 2-loss team is not going to make it. Now, I know there's an exception. East Mississippi ran the table. They lost early, but a lot of things around the country fell right for them throughout the months of October and November. You can't count on that on a regular basis. And with Mississippi Gulf Coast taking on Jones next week, you know, whoever loses, both teams have to come into that game 2-0, and both teams will. They've got layups this weekend and tonight. So that game was so big for Gulf Coast on the national scene, because even with a loss to Jones, they're not going to fall very far. And as long as they don't lose again, they'll be in the hunt for a playoff spot all the way through their conference championship game in November.
Well, last week you said that one of the teams that you think is going to be a contender rather than a pretender is a team that you don't often talk about in that way, and that's East Central. Now, 1 week into the schedule, are they still a contender, Mike, or are they a pretender?
Oh, that's a special football team there. Look for them to give Northwest everything they've got. I don't know if they've got enough in the tank to win against Northwest. Northwest is coming into this game 0-1, and it's, you know, the fire alarm is ringing in Senatobia, and it's all hands on deck. But East Central is special. I mean, look, what they have out there is stout. Wide receiver Elijah Singleton, he's a freshman. 10 catches, 155 yards, and a touchdown last week. Their quarterback, Landon Sims, redshirt freshman. That guy is going to produce on a weekly basis. So these guys are talented. Then you've got Carl Lagone and Josh Palmer. These guys are both D1 bounce backs. I mean, Palmer with 5 catches for 122 yards last week, and Sims was solid. He was terrific. His numbers, let me pull them up real fast. Yeah, 25 of 39 for 280 yards, 2 touchdowns, and he completed 64% of his passes, and he beat a traditionally good Northeast defensive football team. So the game of the night in the league tonight is in Decatur. That's East Central entertaining Northwest. Another good one is Colin up in Goodman taking on Holmes tonight. But look, the centerpiece game of the week in the MACCC is East Central entertaining Northwest this evening.
Well, we talked about Pearl River having a quarterback and pulling off the upset at Northwest, but they have to turn right back around and go to the northeastern part of the state tonight to take on Itawamba. If they can pull that off, Mike Frazier of JUCOweekly.org, Pearl River would go into their home opener 2-0. What would that mean to Seth Smith and the Wildcats?
Man, the confidence would be through the roof, and it is a big test for him tonight. Think about it. Another long road trip. They're coming off a high, knocking off Northwest. Everybody improves from week one to week two. Itawamba, 10-7 win against Hines last week. This will be a dogfight of a football game. Itawamba struggles to score. We still need to see, can Pearl River, you know, they weren't world beaters offensively. It was really a collective effort by the Wildcats, which is really promising. And look, and credit their kicker, Morgan Kraft. Without his leg last week, with his field goals and made extra points, they don't win that game by 1 point. So he gets overlooked, I think, and kickers too in general. But big picture, man, if you're Pearl River, you look at 14 teams in Mississippi that play football. All right. Obviously, you'd love to be 1 or 2, but they're not there. But man, they can get, you know, if they can be better than Southwest, better than Hines, better than Itawamba, go after some of these other teams. Who else is in that conference? You know, finish better than Delta and Coahoma. Get this year across the board with wins. If they could be, you know, the 7th or 8th team record-wise in the conference, that's a heck of a jump. And it breeds confidence for the administration to want to continue with Seth Smith. And obviously David Boykin is the guy. He really came in, and again, while the numbers weren't the greatest, there was tremendous progress from training camp into that first game offensively with guys like Cabe Barnett, the Hattiesburg kid. You know, he played really well, 11 of 25, 94 yards. But then when you throw in his rushing for 65 yards on 9 carries, you know, don't forget about Jacoby Jefferson out of Slidell, Henry Lee Jr., another one. So, I mean, you know, they've got some weapons. Those guys will mature with chemistry as they go through practices and practices and games. So if you're Pearl River, you get this one tonight. Man, forget. Look, they're not going to get a 1 or 2 seed in the South this year. I don't think they're there yet. But, man, if they can go 5-4, 6-3, man, that's pretty good. And now you feel like you've got a great foundation laid to continue to build on talent that's already in the stable.
All right, Mike, a couple of minutes left. What team, I know it's just week two, but what team playing tonight is under the most pressure to win? What team needs to win the most tonight?
Man, I would say, well, you know, oh boy.
Can I answer it?
Go for it.
All right,
I'd say Hines.
I'd say Northwest.
Yeah. But here's the thing with Northwest. Even if they lose this game, it's a non-divisional game. So they're still in good shape there. But, on the national landscape, for sure, Northwest. I think Hines has got East Mississippi tonight.
Oh,
you know, that's a tall order. But, you know, Hines, well, that was a tough loss. You know, you just can't lose to Itawamba at home when you're going to struggle against the Gulf Coast, the Joneses, and the Colins in the conference. You know, you're trying to, again, if you're Larry, you're trying to find how do I get to 6 wins. I need 6 wins, you know. And when you start seeing some of these 50-50 games go by the wayside, that mountain gets steeper and much more difficult.
Mike, very quickly, Bob Getty's alumni, he's an alumnus of Holmes Community. Can we rule them out for a national championship?
Season's early.
Not yet, man. They're 1-0, and they hung 48. Last week, so
that's
a good one too tonight. Holmes and Colin, that'd be the number two marquee game on the calendar. Everything else is you know, I mean, Pearl River and Itawamba is a good game just because, you know, both teams are 1-0 on paper. But I mean, as far as rhythm and tempo, you know, tonight between East Central and Northwest and Holmes and Colin, those are really the top two. I'm telling you guys, do not sleep on East Central. I stand by what I said. I still think they're going to get one of those playoff seeds out of the South. So we'll see how it plays out. But that is a well-coached, well-oiled machine, and they've got balance across the board.
Nobody knows junior college football in Mississippi better than this man, Mike Frazier. Always a pleasure to have you on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We look forward to talking to you next week, Mike.
Have a great weekend, fellas.
All right, Mike Frazier, everybody.
Of JucoWeekly.org.
Man,
you can hit them
backwards and
hit them up on social media and all the different platforms.
Oh, man. September 17th, the grand opening of Genesis of Hattiesburg, just found out. Yes, we will be there that day. They are the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. They're brand new showrooms on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. It is fine. We look forward to our visit to Genesis of Hattiesburg, and we know you'll enjoy a visit there as well. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Getty, Kelly Sander and Bob Getty back with you in the Southern Magcore Studios in Hattiesburg on this Thursday edition of the Eagle Hour. This segment brought to you by 4th Street Bar and Grill. They will have the opening of the National Football League season on TV tonight, where the Kansas City Chiefs will play their first of 17 straight home games.
I was going to say, it's the first of 17 home games for the Chiefs, right?
It doesn't seem like they ever have to play on the road. But really, when you're at 4th Street Bar and Grill, you're always among friends. You're always among Southern Miss fans. And they had trivia last night. They're always, something is always going on. And kind of like the old TV show, they always know your name. Home of the 1095 Lunch, 4th Street Bar and Grill, right over the Highway 49 bridge in the shadow of the Rock. Proud to be a sponsor of this program and Southern Miss Athletics. Peter Boehm joins us now. He's the executive director of the To the Top Collective, which you've been hearing so much about, particularly in the last couple of months. And Will Hall's been the biggest spokesperson for the To the Top Collective. And the reason Peter Boehm is on today to talk about how if you're a member of the To the Top Collective, you don't have anything to worry about when it comes to tailgating, because they've got it all figured out. Peter, fill in the blanks for us as we welcome you.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for having me on. Thanks for the opportunity. Just like you said, Kelly, we try to make it an experience worth investing in. So not only are you helping support the student-athletes through NIL and growing their platforms and opportunities, but, you know, you're getting a chance to have game days kind of a seamless, easy, no-brainer. Don't have to think about what we're going to do, what food we're going to get, where we're going to set up. It's already done for you. We'll be in Spirit Park. We've got a big tent provided by Taylor Rental that helps us with that. We've got Southern Miss baseball players and women's basketball players and men's basketball players that will be hanging out. The biggest thing, too, that Kelly, I wanted to mention, you know, this is kind of a full circle type of recruiting, right? You think about NIL and you think about the impact joining the collective can make on our current student athletes and helping retain our top talent. But, you know, this experience overall for all the fans to be a part of the whole process starts at the tailgate. We'll have a group of 2026 Southern Miss baseball recruits on a visit this weekend. So obviously we want to show them a good time, give them a taste of what it would be like being a student here, and having a strong, supportive, collective tailgate is going to have a huge impact on their recruitment and on their visit, and hopefully makes a lasting mark that allows them that opportunity to think about, you know, what it would be like if they came here and committed here. So it gives fans sort of that other element to it, where you're a part of the process too. You're invested in this program. You're invested in our student athletes, and help us get them here. You know, show a good what a good time is to tailgate in Spirit Park, and to have that kind of love throughout all of our sports teams run through it.
So to clarify, Peter, is the tailgate tent set up for potential To the Top Collective members? Is it for existing To the Top Collective members, both?
Yeah, so how's it set up? Yeah, so you got to be a member to come join us. And there's some emails that went out this week to all the existing members. If you haven't joined yet and you need a place to tailgate, by all means, join today. $17 a month will get you in as a Seymour member. And it gives you six opportunities at all home games to come hang out with our student athletes and be a part of this tailgate. We're going to have Sully's providing us with the food this Saturday, so really excited about that. I know a lot of the players are too. We'll have a TV. We'll have a fan. We were just talking about the weather, so we might not need a fan as much, but we'll have it, and we'll have coolers with some beverages in them, and we're looking forward to seeing everybody. You know, this to me has been a special task, just because, you know, I think about the times when I played and my family was coming in from out of town, and so this opportunity for this tailgate is for collective members, of course, and obviously the collective football players that were paying some of their family members that come in from out of town get to come and spend time, because, you know, it always makes me think about my mom, my sisters, and my dad when they would come from Birmingham over to the game, not knowing where to go. This kind of is full supportive of all of those players that we represent and that represent us, and so we want to give them an access to the fans as well, and let everybody just enjoy time before kickoff.
Well, I'm a number cruncher. I'm also a businessman. So just doing the math here, Peter Boehm, $17 a month, and shoot, I spend way more than that on each and every tailgate that I go to.
Not to mention buffets.
Well, that's part of it. Oh, okay. That's what I'm talking about. So $17 a month for me is a heck of a deal.
The only thing is I've seen you eat a lot of buffets with me. You've never had the $17 with you at the time, though.
Well, I always just somehow forget my wallet.
You ain't telling me nothing I don't know.
Well, and then you turn around and pay it forward with Larry Warren, you know, so you forget your wallet when you're eating. But what I'm saying is $17 a month, you're getting with all these tailgate freebies, if you will, you're way ahead of the curve at $17 a month.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, since you're a numbers cruncher, I'll give you some right quick. We started the year with 75 monthly members, and we're up to 460 right now in the collective. So, and that just took place over the last really 8 months of everything and the growth that we've seen. It's been really nice. So those are some big numbers for us, and I'm hoping that translates into, you know, obviously people that are giving, that are passionate about our student athletes and our sports, you know, probably going to have their own tailgate, which is fine. Absolutely. This again is for the members. It's their return of being a collective member that we want to be able to provide to make sure that everybody knows they're a part of this. And this is kind of that up close behind the curtain, get to know the athletes, get to hang out with them. Cause they're wholeheartedly appreciative of every member, of course, that's a part of it, and they want to show that as well and give back to all those fans that are helping support them.
One of the questions that I often get that I will pass on to you to set the record straight, what's magical about $17? Because obviously that's kind of a weird number, right? So where do we come up with the $17 a month?
The $17 a month being the lowest entry level we have is because we have 17 varsity sports at Southern Miss on campus. So the idea is if you can just give a dollar to each sport and join the collective, you're giving a dollar to each sport every month, and that's going to help grow our talent, our product, and you know, be able to give all these guys and girls the opportunities they deserve by being a student athlete at Southern Miss. So
and some people have said too, well, I, you know, I give X amount of money to the Eagle Club and I'm one of those people, but our Jeremy McLean, the athletic director, said, look, I don't want to rob Peter to pay Paul necessarily, but if you had to choose one or the other, of course I'm suggesting you do both, but if you had to do one or the other, you know, he was saying, and truly, if push came to shove, the collective might be the way to go. And I know the foundation just smacking the radio right now, telling Sander to shut up. But because
we'll hear about it on social media today.
Oh, you think so?
This will be 2 days running.
Oh, you think so? Okay, but I guess it really doesn't matter, Peter. I mean, it's kind of going to the same thing. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. You know, definitely don't rob Peter. You know, that would
not
be
Peter
good.
Bame anyway.
Yeah. No, I would say to that, Kelly, I mean, if you're giving to the Eagle Club, that's great, and we need that as well. And the collective, again, it's just another – the narrative has just got to go from, you know, either – not either or, but and. Like, I support this and I support this. And if you're supporting the Eagle Club, it seems like a no-brainer that you would also want to support the collective for the purpose of the student athletes, because the Eagle Club provides you with points and things that help you within your status that the collective can't offer. But again, the collective offers things that the Eagle Club doesn't as well, which is access to a tailgate and access to the student athletes to be able to get to know them on a personal level. So yeah, I would definitely say that we want to be able to provide those returns and make it worth the investment for the fans. So, you know, hopefully you're able to do both and not have to think about which one should I do, that you don't have to change anything. Just add what we're doing. And this is a new opportunity for us in this new landscape that
well,
we live in.
Well, look for them at the big tent at Spirit Park. And if you haven't been a member yet, you can swing by there. Not a member yet, you can swing by and join right there on the spot. They'll be at Spirit Park tomorrow prior to the game with Southeastern, Bob.
That's it. Thank you, Peter. We appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Still to come, we're going to wrap this week up. We'll remind people, though, about tomorrow. We'll be at Fuzzy's Tacos, and we're going to be interviewing Patrick McGee about the New Orleans Saints. They kick things off. Unlike Kansas City, they only get 7 home games. Will East to catch us up on high school football as we enter second week. And, of course, we'll bring Justin Harris on the show to talk about Fuzzy's. What better place to hang out before and after a football game this weekend than Fuzzy's Tacos?
And, it's, of course, supposed to rain tomorrow, but don't let that damper your spirits. Come on out and join us prior to the home opener against the Lions.
Hey, don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. You can hear it anytime you like on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or Alexa or Siri will play it for you. But now, unlike politics, Alexa won't say anything bad about the Super Talk Eagle Hour and something good about a competitor. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not programmed to say that.
Yes. Ask me about the other one. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. I want to remind you about Mobey Beignet Company. This would be a great weekend to go buy Mobey Beignet if you're in town for the football game. They're at 2902 Hardy Street. Go in, order some beignets. Tell them you want the Kelly Center syrup and get yourself a hot coffee. And if football fans coming into town, Kelly Center, have never eaten at Mo Baby and Jay, they don't know what a treat they've missed.
It'd be a perfect way to start the day, and then maybe go down to
great breakfast, yeah,
and go down to the bookstore and see Miss Kathleen, you know, on your way to wherever your tailgate party. But one word of warning: when you go to Mo Baby and Jay on Hardy Street, don't tell them you want the Kelly Center powder, because they'll throw it in your face and in your hair.
It'll have that Rick James look.
Yes, yes,
that's like a Michael Merkin so adequately tagged you in that day. It looks like he's been to a Rick James party.
Yeah, referring to Mr. James's propensity for the nose candy. Yes, it kind of looked pretty bad.
Mo Bay Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Check out their Facebook page as well. Thanks to Mo Bay for all they do. DBAT is a great sponsor of our program as well, and we appreciate Luke Reynolds and all the guys down at DBAT. It is state-of-the-art stuff down there. There's just not a better facility anywhere in the South than at DBAT. And Kelly is a man who coached a lot of Little League baseball in your life. Taking your son to, or your daughter, obviously, for that matter, to DBAT for some training from the likes of Luke Reynolds could do nothing but help.
And this offseason, you know, we talked about flexibility the other day, and speed and quickness and all those sorts of things. That's what you can work on in the offseason. If you really want to get better, I mean, anybody can take ground balls and hit you fly balls, but it's going that extra mile to learn about, you know, kinesiology and how your body works. And they can take care of, help you with all that as well. And you talk about athletes, Bob, having to be able to move. Basketball players, probably pound for pound, are among the best athletes out there. No disrespect to the football players, especially the big ones that could squash me like a bug when I say that. But right. But the entire Southern Miss basketball schedule has been released, the non-conference schedule now in the books. Believe it or not, the Eagles are going to begin the season here in late October. Remember, we were joking about this.
Six-month season. Through March.
October, November, December, January, February, March. And that is a six-month season. And when we talk about football being the moneymaker and the bell cow for all these colleges, essentially September, October, and November is the football season.
Right.
3 months.
Right.
Basketball, 6 months.
Right.
So it's no wonder that these young men and women get injured many times. The body wears down after. Look, NCAA, we love basketball, but it doesn't need to be 6 months long.
No.
I mean.
You almost need to let football season wind down before you start.
I mean, back in the old days, and again, I know the younger, the 30-somethings are going, oh, here they go again, you know. But it was the first games would really be like Thanksgiving weekend, you know, like part of a tournament somewhere in Hawaii, the Chaminade tournament they'd always play.
Right, right.
But that's obviously late November. Well, now they're playing in late October. Anyway, we digress. We're looking at the Southern Miss schedule. They'll open at New Orleans in an exhibition game and then come back on October 28th against Jackson State. Other home games include games against Bowling Green, and that is the Bowling Green out of Ohio. Lots of times people think it's Bowling Green, Kentucky, but that is actually where Western Kentucky is located. So Bowling Green will come to town. They've got a November 7th date at UAB, then a home game on November 12th, Loyola of New Orleans. Then they're going to take to the road. They're going to travel to South Dakota State. Remember, that was a series that started, I guess, about 8 years ago. That team's been going back and forth. Then they go to Montana State in Bozeman, Montana, where they will play Montana State and Abilene Christian. Then come back on November 30th for the game against Wisconsin-Milwaukee. December 5th at home against Alabama State. The Hornets will come to town on December 5th. December 10th at Tulane. December 14th, the Mississippi Gulf Coliseum, Mississippi Coast Coliseum, will provide the housing as Southern Miss and Ole Miss will do battle on the 14th of December. Then the 17th of December against Lamar. The annual games against William Carey will be on December 30th. And, of course, February 8th will be the MAC Sunbelt Challenge. But the first conference game, I think, for the Eagles will be just between Christmas and New Year's. I think they're going to play Marshall in the opening of a Sunbelt Conference play. So, again, we joked about it, but to a lot of humor, there's a little bit of truth. I told you won't be long.
Basketball literally starts during football season and ends during baseball season.
And beginning of football season and almost the end of baseball season.
Correct.
And we haven't heard anything on Media Day from the Sun Belt.
No, we haven't.
One thing
about that game you mentioned down on the coast, this is a great opportunity to go watch some good college basketball. And fans, do not let Ole Miss outsell tickets on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. That's Southern Miss territory. That should be basically a home game for the Golden Eagles, Kelly.
And I think originally that game was set up to help tornado victims, right? Up north, or was that the Mississippi State?
That was the Mississippi State.
Okay, okay. But it's good that that Ole Miss continues that series because it's, you know.
I'd like to see it continued with State. That was a great basketball game this year between the two schools.
And
great
game. The only sport that Ole Miss and Southern Miss don't play, of course, is in football.
Yeah. So let's play everybody in every sport. That's kind of the way I'd think of it if I was in charge.
Hey, as the money cruncher and, you know, my home state of Iowa where I was born, I consider myself a Mississippian. I've been here longer than anywhere else. But the Iowa legislature requires Iowa and Iowa State to play each other simply from a financial standpoint.
Well, that ought to happen here. That ought to happen here.
Well, I tend to agree. But
we can get into that subject.
Take it up with the legislature, right?
On another day. All right, tomorrow's Friday, right?
Looking forward to being at Fuzzy's.
Fuzzy's Tacos tomorrow. We hope you'll come by, say hello. We've got some Super Talk T-shirts and some Eagle Hour T-shirts, and we'd be happy to give you one of your choice. We'll give you both. We'll give you one of both if you want to come by.
You can have mine because they ordered me a medium.
We'd love to see you. And we look forward to being there tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top. Like an eagle to the sea.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.